WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
5 minutes after 11 Central African Time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marahaban bikum. Wednesday morning, the bliss of marriage. Every Wednesday is part two between 11 to 12 o'clock. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Johannesburg. It's actually quite hot. I was just speaking earlier on to my colleague, Brother Al-Amin Templeton, who is our journalist, him and of course Brother Alpha Zinkosi. And they were actually telling me that it's actually a heat wave. It's quite hot. I received a call as well earlier on from somebody in Durban, Haji Ghulam Mullah. And he says, Molana, it's extremely, extremely hot in Durban. It's about 37 to 38 degrees. I said, what? He says, yes, it's actually hot. And according to my, Al-Amin Templeton, according to my journalist, he says that, Molana, most probably there's going to be a heat wave throughout the country, that's according to, Brother Al-Amin Templeton. I want to welcome all of you out there, whoever is tuning and listening to the program. To the bliss of marriage early this Wednesday morning. I know today is back to school. Some people are sad. Some people are crying. Some people are happy. Some people are, you know, some people just said, I wish that it could not happen today, that it's back to school. And some people are saying, no, you know, we're looking forward. We're definitely looking forward for going back to school. You know, we're definitely looking forward. Yes, it had to happen somehow, it had to come. Every good thing has to come to an end. There's a saying like that, every good thing has to come to an end. Isn't it, my beloved beautiful? Of course. You know and I know and we all know, my beloved beautiful, warm-hearted listeners. But anyway, it's the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, 1441, which is also the 15th of Jan, 2020. And I want to welcome all of our beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want to welcome Haji Faisal Asmail and Haji Yusuf Asmail and Company, Sirius FM. And we welcome our engineer, Brother Tobella, early this Wednesday morning, the Bliss of Marriage Part 2. I see my beloved Fadilatul Ustad. He's ready to fire from all cylinders. Somebody gave me a call and says, is Muftisab sick? Is he not well? Tell him to have a spoon of honey and red apple juice, boil it, something like that for his phlegm. But anyway, he's here with me, mashallah, he's full of smiles. Ustaz, let's welcome you to the program, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat, jazakallahu khairan.
Ustaz, before we begin the bliss of marriage, a listener wants to know that it's extremely hot in Durban. Of course, we're also receiving the same weather here in Johannesburg. And they called me this morning, they say it's 38 degrees in Durban. Any specific dua, Ustaz, to read for all the Durban listeners?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First and foremost, we start today's program, The Bliss of Marriage, on the 19th of Jumad al-Ula, and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We received the sad news this morning that Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Rahimahullah's son, Yusuf Ahmad Didat, some shaitan came and shot him. And this was there in Verla. So we request all the esteemed listeners to make special dua for the recovery of our brother Yusuf Didat. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. Almighty Allah make it easy for his family. Ameen. He's one of those people who stood up for the honor of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore we urge and we request all the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of Sirius FM to make special dua for our brother Yusuf Ahmad Didat.
Ameen.
حفظه الله اللهم اشفه شفاء كاملا
آمين.
Regarding the second issue, day in Durban, extreme heat conditions. So remember that is the manifestation of the power, Qudrat ka karishma here. Sometimes remember we have extreme cold, sometimes extreme warmth and heat and so forth. So ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa khayra ma fi. Ya Allah, I ask you for the goodness of this day and this night. And Ya Allah, wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma fi. Ya Allah, whatever evil difficulties there is, we seek your protection, Ya Allah. And remember you say, ma ashadda hadha al-har, how hot it is. Ya Allah, we seek the protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min harri jahannam. Ya Allah, I seek the protection from the intense heat of Jahannam. So these type of du'as you can read. May Almighty Allah protect us all.
Ameen, 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 sum ameen. Ustad, I received a marriage proposal. That's number one. And of course, we are both happy to marry each other. Is it necessary, Ustad, to read istikhara namaz for direction, or should we do what our hearts say, Ustad?
If you received a proposal, you, the sister, the daughter is happy, and your father, that is very, very crucial and important, that your biological father, adopted father, stepfather don't have any say in this matter. If your biological father is alive, he must give consent. Your family give consent. And then you go ahead with that nikah. The boy is happy. You are happy. The girl's father is happy. And then obviously, as soon as possible, you set the date and inshallah you get married and try and expedite these matters. To delay is no good. And if you get married in Ramadan, before Ramadan, very good. Otherwise, during the month of Shawwal, the month immediately after Ramadan, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married me during the month of Shawwal. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. The Master alayhi salatu salam married me in Shawwal. She, our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, had no children, and she would encourage her nephews and nieces, family members, to get married during the month of Shawwal. And if you want reference of all this, open Tirmidhi Sharif. And if you want the date where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah has written in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkat Sharif, it was on the 10th of Shawwal. So mashallah, all this you can do. With that spirit, I want to imitate, emulate the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two things will happen. Surah 3 verse 31. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So inshallah you go ahead and in the interim read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O Almighty Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. Surah 25 verse 74.
Ustad, there's an angry brother just sent a message right now. He says, Mufti Saab, are all women born stupid? Everything I do is always wrong and never enough for my wife. I tried counseling, but the counselor was a woman who was more stupid than my wife. My wife wants a kumbi, Mufti Saab, and the counselor said if I can afford it, I should buy it for her. My wife can't even drive. She's a housewife. Ustad, how do we get rid of this insanity? Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Obviously, brother, first and foremost, you send the message in anger, and that's the first mistake you made. Second message, second thing you did wrong is you can't generalize and say the women all are stupid. Then remember, you'll be including your own mother and everybody else. You see the harm and the consequences of that. So you must remember, in men we get some crazy people, in women we get some people who are crazy. So this is always the case. Now, Now what you need to ask yourself is, Dad, you married this lady, we don't know you, we don't know your wife, but I assume and presume that maybe you are married for 3 years, 5 years, whatever, and maybe you have 1, 2 children as well. So what you need to do is leave all the counselors and all this type of thing, and the counseling, the greatest counseling you will find and advice you will find in the Noble Quran, in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what you need to do is start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah's book which he wrote on hadith, and the Fazail books of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu barqadahu. Start creating that environment in your house. So obviously your wife can't even drive. What she will do with the kumbi, she will become a menace to society, and then there will be other people's lives in danger. So obviously all that is out of the question. But what you need to do is this. You need to show her the beauty of Islam, and you need to show her responsibilities. If she fulfills her responsibilities, there's so many things the lady can do sitting at home. That beside cooking the food, cleaning the home, remember she can learn Surah Noor, she can learn knitting, crocheting, she can bring up the children, become the mother and a teacher to the children. So where there's a will, there's a way also. So remember that is what you have to reinforce, and do that with love. And if you're going to shout and scream and call her names, that will be counterproductive and will not help her.
Well, so let's go to a concerned mother and a concerned sister as anonymous. She says, Assalamu alaikum, respected Mufti Saab. I tried calling you on the Merkaz offers number yesterday after Salatul Asr, but of course no answer. And I need Mufti Saab please to help me with this situation. How do I deal with this situation? As a mother, I am torn between my son and husband. My husband is adamant on getting my son married to his brother's daughter, but my son wants to marry someone else out of the family. My husband is threatening to disown him. I don't want to go against my husband as he is threatening me to leave if I side with my son. Ustad, I am so heartbroken. My marriage one side, my son's happiness the other. What do I do? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
First and foremost, whatever advice we give will always be in the light of Quran Sharif, in the light of the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's take it step by step. You are married, you have a son, I assume he is around 20, 22 years old. Now, your husband, this young boy's father, he is now imposing upon him that upon your son, that he must get married to his brother's son, daughter, so meaning to his first cousin, he must get married. Mm. But your son is not happy about that. So now this is the question we have to pose. Can a father, even the biological father, impose upon his son that you must marry this girl? Yeah, he can suggest to her, but he cannot impose it upon her. So remember, father, you, I don't know you. We answer the questions as they are posed to us. So it's one side of the story. But if it is true that what is you are doing, that you're imposing upon your son, you must and must marry this girl, my brother's daughter. So that is wrong on your part. You cannot do that Islamically. Worse than that, if it is true, you're threatening and so forth and intimidating your son, that if he does not listen to you, then you will disown him. If you do that, you go straight to the hellfire. Mm. Remember that, O father. And that is enshrined clearly in the Noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah number 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 14. Almighty Allah states, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This verse is mentioned after Almighty Allah mentions the shares of the heirs. وَيَتَعَدَّ حَدُودُودَ. And you go beyond the limits. You disown somebody, you deprive somebody, you give somebody more and somebody less. You do things unilaterally according to your whims and fancies. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches that person to the hellfire for a very, very, very long time. Walahu adhabun muheen. For such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. Second, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qata'a miratha warithihi, whosoever deprives any of his heirs of their share, قَتَأَ اللَّهُ مِيرَاثَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah will deprive you of your share of Jannah. You won't get Jannah on the day and paradise on the day of Qiyamah, the day or the last day, the day of justice. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in Ibn Majah, various compilations. Third one is absolutely haram. When I analyze this situation, to me, it seems that the two brothers get on very, very well. The two brothers might be very, very wealthy. So now they both made an agreement. Your son, my daughter, we keep the wealth and assets in our family. Why should we go and get our son or daughter married to somebody else and then the wealth will go out now? Now we have to worry of this one and this family and this family. That is just an assumption. In kana sawaban fi min Allah, if it is correct, it's from Almighty Allah. Wa in kana khata'an fa minni wa min ash-shaytan. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say, if it is incorrect, then it's from me and shaitan. So remember, but I know, especially among our Indians, that many a time that is the thinking and the rationale behind this type of decisions. So therefore, so father, score number one, you are wrong. You cannot impose upon your son. Number two, that you disown them and so forth. Remember, that is absolutely haram and you're digging a grave for yourself and you go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. I gave you the references. Number three, on score number three also you're wrong. Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you must treat your wives with love, with respect and justice and equity. So now your wife, your son's mother, is caught up in the place, you know, that you are telling her that you will might even divorce her if she does not side with you. But she cannot side with you in an issue like this, because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu Allah alayhi sallam said, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, there is no obedience to any creation, whether it's father, husband, teacher, whoever, when it is something sinful against the creator. So we must remember, for you to impose upon your wife, you must side with me and tell him, that's not right. Islam has given him that option. He can marry where he wants to marry and not where you want to impose. If he listens, is good, but his heart is not there. What good is there, father? Tomorrow your son gets married to your brother's daughter, to his first cousin. After 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, Allah forbid, the marriage does not work out. Maybe she is pregnant and all so many other issues, unintended consequences. So what will you do then? So remember, it will be a time that you and your brother, your relationship will become so sour and so forth. So therefore, give your son that preferred joy. He wants to marry somebody else. If that lady is good, she belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and not these deviant, kafir, non-Muslim groups. And remember that he is happy there, that girl's father is happy. Get him married. That much you owe your son. And remember, don't impose upon that which he's not happy with.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sir, I have to read this to you. The sister says that, did anybody contact Mufti Saab? Because whatever Mufti Saab said, it's the truth. It's 100% the truth. You have just burst the bubble. They are very close brothers, and it's all about the wealthy. Nobody contacted Ustad, and Ustad just said how it is. The sister says, Mufti Saab, my son is 24, the girl is 20. She is an alima, of course, and the boy is also not learned, but of course, he's a business-minded. So it's all about the wealth in the family, Ustad, anonymous sister.
Right? Nobody contacted me. This is just all Almighty Allah's help. Hada min fadli Rabbi. And then obviously we know our jat, you know. Said people like Tobela, my brother here, he must learn these terms of our Indians. Jat means Tobela, our tribal system, you know. Our Indian system. So keep the money only by us, you know. So that is not right, you know. That thinking is not right of our people. Remember this. And you, my sister, who's an alima, that I don't know how you fit in all this, but you should be the one to tell your father that, see, Papa, Abi, I studied deen, even little bit I studied. And this boy you want me to get married to, he does not want to marry me. So you also must say, no, we are happy with that decision. And tell your Abba, tell your father, he must tell his brother, your chacha, your kaka, your uncle, paternal uncle, that he must not impose upon his son. That is where you come in. You must bring the stability in the family and not look at your own, you know, hidden agenda or ulterior motive or whatever, if you are pushing for it and so forth. So that is my advice to you, a brotherly advice I'm giving you, because I can see this. If you get married according to the present circumstances, remember that this will be a recipe for disaster. So why want to go when you can see the potholes are there and still you want to drive? No, my car is very good. It will go through the potholes. It won't go through the potholes. You will fall in the potholes and then there's bigger problems. So therefore, I'm giving you brotherly advice. Allah Ta'ala, let sanity prevail.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. The requesting for the podcast, but inshallah after the program we will be sending the podcast to the sister. She says the Jazakumullah khairan Mufti Saab. The girl really wants to get married to my son, but my son not interested. Ustad, let's go to the next question. It says here, Mufti Saab, I love you for the pleasure of Allah. I don't know what to tell you this. It is an embarrassing question. Please keep it as anonymous. Recently, I am always 6:30. I am avoiding my wife because I'm embarrassed, Mufti Saab. I am afraid she will leave me if she knows the truth. Please guide me. What do I do, Ustad?
Remember, brother, that many a time this type of things happen. Anything happens in life. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamity strike you, then remember that what happens, you need to analyze, you need to go and do introspection. That what, how come this happened? We call amal and radd amal, action and reaction. You are a person 30, 40, you're not 70, 80 years old. If a person is 70, 80 years old, he's 6:30, so he's expected, but you're a young guy and so forth. Now let us go and look at some reasons. I'm not saying, brother, you are being honest with me, so I be honest with you. But I'll give you, because of experience, with Allah's help first and foremost, then experience, people contact us every day. We're getting over 100 messages and we try and answer and help them.
47 years old.
He's 47 years old, so you're still a normal guy, mashallah. You're not that old. You're still, mashallah, you're not old and cold. So let's see, brother. And you need to be honest. You don't have to tell me. Are you watching porn? If you are watching pornography on your phone, if you are watching pornography, remember, on your TV, then remember, you know very well it's absolutely haram. You know people who indulge in this type of haram activities are cursed by Almighty Allah. But this will be one of the results of it. Remember, because now what's happening, that you will be ejaculating there, and then when you go to your wife, you cannot perform. So that's one. Number two is this. Are you masturbating? So you must remember, if you are masturbating and so forth, you must remember that is why it's not permissible for you to do so. You are married. When you are married, you got your wife. When there's water, you can't make tayammum, brother. So you must remember, you got your wife. Masturbating is not permissible. Even if you're not married, it's not permissible. Islam, but it's worse in the case where you are married. That's the point I'm making. So Islam says you must do fasting. Now let us go to the positive side. So what should you do? Try fasting, my brother. Tomorrow is Thursday, so fast Thursday, fast Monday, fast 3-4 days in a row, and inshallah, then you will build up that stamina, you will build up that desires and all that. Inshallah, from 6:30 it'll go to 6:15. After 6:15 to 6 o'clock, inshallah. So inshallah, so you can try that also. Then next one, you try dates. Remember, dates are very, very good. And today people, thousands of people are going for Umrah, coming back. In your family, your friends, mashallah, somebody got Zamzam. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and we believe in it 100%, is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Ma u Zamzama lima shuriba lahu, that Zamzam water is, when the intention you drink it for, it will be very, very effective. Not for haram things. So you drink it with this intention, Ya Allah, let me save my marriage, give me that strength so that I can fulfill the conjugal rights of my wife. And third one, the weapon for a believer, ad-du'a wa silahul mu'min, that du'a is the weapon for the true Muslim. So remember, in a case like that, you cry to Allah, Ya Allah, I want to lead a chaste, a pure life. Ya Allah, save my marriage. Ya Allah, I'm only 47. Ya Allah, my wife also has rights and so forth. And you read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, and all these type of things, the 99 names of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is there, but you must stay away from vices and sin, and then things will come right, my brother. Don't become despondent.
Allahu Akbar, the brother says, Mufti Sahab, I'm speechless. I will be going tomorrow, inshallah, in fasting, and I'll be going in Jamaat, inshallah, this week. This is the brother who's 47 years old, Ustad.
Yes, when you go in Jamaat, take some dates with you, my brother. So, inshallah, then you'll be firing on all cylinders.
29 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. I see somebody says, Mufti Sahab is on fire this morning. Let us go, inshallah, for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, after the ad break, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Wherever you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage, Markaz Sahaba, and of course, the Sirius FM listeners on this awesome Wednesday morning. Mufti Sahab just putting a smile on my face. Somebody says here, Ustad, that I have a serious issue, Mufti Sahab. I've been married for 8 years. In these 8 years, I have begged my husband for a child. He has refused. We haven't been intimate for the past 6 years. He always says he's tired, Mufti Sahab. He's not feeling well. This is a painful part, Mufti Sahab. He went and made 2 women pregnant during the course of our marriage. I forgave him and accepted his illegitimate kids, but he still won't approach me. His family refuses to acknowledge he has a problem, and at the same time, he refuses to let me go. I want to move on and have a child. I am almost 38 years old, Mufti Sahab, and my biological clock is ticking. What is my way forward? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Very, very sad situation, sister. That is why we have these programs. It's no sense, believe you me, that we push all these things under the carpet. We need to let it come open. We help 1-2 people, other 100 people, 1,000 people can also get benefit. Let us see. Obviously, I must repeat and reiterate that we answer the questions as they are posed to us, and we give the benefit of the doubt to the person posing and sending in those questions. Let's see, you got married to this person, and then first 2 years things maybe went good, and then this person got tired of you, and then he found other interests. Kulla yastawil khabith wa tayyib walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. Almighty Allah states, O husband, for you this is, that the impure, that is the street lady, or whoever lady you made pregnant, and the pure, that is your wife. So remember, they can never be equal. Walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. Although that these are mistresses of yours, the girlfriends of yours, they are impressing you. So the way I read the situation, that this husband here, he wants to do things that are haram, you know, oral, anal, all these type of things here. So now he just left his wife, and then he decided to go to these other ladies, street ladies, pay them. And what happened? That 2 of them got pregnant and so forth. So he wants now, that he's telling you he's too tired and that. My question to you, sister, why did you wait for 6 years? Meaning 8 years, but the first 2 years were fine, it seems. So still another 6 years. Remember, in a case like that, you forgave your husband. So, but now to go on like this definitely is unacceptable in Islam. So you are a tayyibah, you are pure, and your husband is khabith and impure, immoral. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 26. At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. My sister, my advice to you will be, you give an ultimatum to your husband and tell him that if you're not going to fulfill my rights now, in this January, in this Jumad al-Ula, then you're going to the ulama, you're going to the jamiats in your town, in your province, in your country, wherever you are, and in that way you are filing, applying for a fasakh and annulment. You got valid grounds there. He's not fulfilling your conjugal rights, he's having affairs, and all these type of things. So that is sufficient grounds. So that would be my advice. Give him an ultimatum and tell him enough is enough, and you can't stay with a khabith and an impure person. And before he even fulfills your conjugal rights and so forth, you have to tell him that he must go to the doctor of your choice for an AIDS test and for the sexually transmitted diseases test. It's no sense, Allah forbid, that he going to fulfill your conjugal rights, but he's already contracted AIDS or he's contracted sexually transmitted diseases. And if that is the case, that's another valid ground for you that you walk away from this marriage. And remember that you're after the talaq or iddat or fasakh or whatever, then you can settle down with somebody. That is your prerogative. That is your choice. Our aim is never to break our home. Our aim is always to jorna, to save the home. Therefore, my starting point is first and foremost, give him the ultimatum. But if it's already on AIDS and that, then best for you to walk away. And remember, it's no sense staying with these type of khabith and impure people.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The sister says, Ustad, to answer to your question why I waited for 6 years, it's because my parents and my family taught me to make a marriage and to be good to your husband, Ustad. And yes, I'm not trying to say it, Ustad, since you opened the wounds. He wants to try filthy things in bed. How do I approach my daddy and mommy? Ustad, I'm so broken, Ustad.
Yes, that is what happens today. You must remember the husbands wants to do all these things because day and night they're watching the movies, they're watching the cell phones, and they're watching the porn and all these type of things. All that every Muslim knows is haram. But the problem is that it's worse than that. Now what they see, they want to experiment and they want their wives to do it and so forth. And how many complaints I receive of this nature? Yes. So the lady is a taqiyya, she has taqwa, she is a tayyiba, she's pure and chaste and so forth. So now she doesn't want to do these things. Obviously she must not do it. So he, the husband, has the money. Everything today is available, more so in our new South Africa. That from 50 rand, 100 rand, you can just see the newspapers. Openly the advertising and all the satanic activities and so forth. So you don't have to be a genius to know all these things. So you must remember. Remember, sister, if that is the case, then remember, it's best for you. You go to your local ulama, jamiats, whoever you have, you understand, some confidence in, and you apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 20 minutes to 12, let's go to another sister who's very sad, who's crying, Ustad. And I'm going to read it out to Ustad. She says that I have been married for 28 years old. I'm not shy to say it, Mufti Saab. I am from Rainswood. All our kids are grown up and have moved on with their lives, Ustad. I was recently diagnosed with cancer. And in this difficult time where I need my husband and his support, the old goofy decides he wants to marry another woman, half his age, as a second wife. I feel abandoned, Mufti Saab. I dedicated and sacrificed my youth and health to this ungrateful oaf, and this is my thank you. And the sister is crying, Ustad.
Yes, obviously, sister, that your husband should know that marriage is a partnership and not being just selfish, you know. So in a case like that, that way you are now a cancer patient, so let's deal with that. So you, sister, remember, many people have cancer, but they remain positive. So don't think that cancer now is the end of the world, sister, for you. So you go to Quran Sharif. The entire Quran Sharif is Shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Quran ma huwa shifa. So we're going to take you through the verses so that you must know it and learn it and memorize it. Surah 21 and verse number 83. This is in the 17 Juz, Surah 21, verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. He was very, very ill, critical. He cried, he begged and beseeched and petitioned Almighty Allah, Anni masani yadurru, O Allah, a calamity has struck me, wa anta arhamur rahimin, O Allah, that you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So you beg and beseech Allah will give you shifa. It doesn't mean that you must give up your medication. You continue with all that as well. Second one, you are now worried, anxiety, sadness, crying, weeping. So the next verse, immediately after that, just 2-3 verses after that, Surah 21, verse 87, a dua of another Nabi, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimeen, that, O Allah, there is truly none worthy of worship but you, everlasting glory, perfection for you. Inni kuntu minal zalimeen, I am the one that is the one that in the wrong. So remember that meaning that we commit sins. So that is the two verses you have to read abundantly. Secondly, thirdly, you read Surah Fatiha 7 times and you blow on yourself. And the next one, give out charity. Even 1 rand, 2 rand a day, your maid, your neighbor's maid, whoever, poor people, give them. Da'wu mardakum bi sadaqah, the hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Now your husband, he says, now wife is patigeli, you know, that the people say like that. So the wife is finished now, so bye, I have to carry on with my life. So that's his selfish, he forgot that he's the one who deflowered you. You gave your youth for him, you gave your beauty to him, you gave him your life, you were faithful to him, your children, everything, the sacrifices you made, you left your parents, you left your siblings, you left the place of your birth, all to spend the remainder of your life with him. He, the words you use, obviously I don't use, but we will say this brother is being definitely ungrateful, unthankful. He's just looking at his selfish means. So you should tell him, you want to get married, go get married. And then you read this verse. You read this verse, I'm going to tell you now. Surah 40, verse 44. Surah 40, verse 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Ya Allah, that I am handing over my matters and affairs to you, Ya Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is all observing. Allah knows who is in the right, who is the zalim, and who is the mazloom. He is the zalim, the oppressor, and you are the mazloom, you are the oppressed. See in the next verse, this is in the 24th Surah, Surah 40, verse 44. And the next verse, Surah 40, verse 45, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Almighty Allah will protect you from the plotting, planning, scheming of those people who are doing this behind your back. That lady who's half his age, so she should be also thinking, but today people, don't worry, they just think of themselves. So in a case like that, sister, you read Surah 21, verse 83, Surah 21, verse 87, and if your husband goes ahead, keep on reading Surah 40, verse 44, and read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow. We also make dua for you. Ameen. Allah Jalla Wala give you, our brother Yusuf Didat Day in Durban, and all those who are ill and sick, Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Shifa'i Kamil.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. I see Harari says, podcast please Mufti Sahab, very, very important today. I see the topic is very, very important. Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that my husband is getting married to someone else, or is married, but will not give me talaq. Right after a big argument at separation, he soon goes to marry someone else. This explains why he treated me the way he did while we were together. He won't give talaq without exchange of amount of money, Mufti Sahab, and tells my father that he can have up to 4 more wives. What do I do? if I only had listened to my marhum daddy, anonymous sister, Ustad.
That last point is crucial, and that's what we're telling you for the past 40 years. You must remember that when I was in Newcastle also, I used to deal with these issues, mm-hmm. at CII also, and now at Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM, and Ansar, and so forth. So remember that you, my sister, my daughter, never ever get married without the blessing of your father and mother. Always take their du'as, but sometimes we say, no, I'm in love, I'm infatuated, I buy yola old fashioned, I know. And that is all the satanic thoughts and the toxic material he puts in our heads, you know. So then we make the decision, but then father is gone, and now we are left and wondering how our whole life turned topsy-turvy. So anyway, let's see what we can do. Your husband treats you badly, and now he does that deliberately, and then he married somebody else. So in a case like that, why you don't go to your local ulama and so forth and tell them you want a fasakh and annulment? He wants to do extortion. Because you, my sister, I don't know you, but your family seems to be an affluent family. So he wants, he'll give the talaq, but you all must pay him for that. That is when the lady is in the wrong. Yeah, you are not in the wrong. He is in the wrong. So this is extortion. This is a haram. For him, every cent will be a haram. So don't fall for that. You go contact your local ulama. And remember, you apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage. And in that way, you can be released from this nikah. You can see the social problems we are facing in the ummah. Because you must remember, people want everything to be their way. You do things my way, or you catch the highway. So that is not what Islam teaches. Marriage is not a dictatorship. Marriage is a partnership. Always remember that. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. So that is my advice. Allah make easy for you.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ustad, my son wants to get married, but the girl's father says he is not happy because my son is not rich, but the girl also wants to marry my son. Ustad.
Remember that, sister, that you want to marry this boy. This boy wants to marry you. And if that is the only reason that the girl's father says that the boy is not rich, so obviously that we can't agree with. We will say, father, that you are looking at only materialistic things, and that is not correct. So what you should do, you the youngster who wants to marry that person's daughter, go to your local ulama and so forth, speak to them. Maybe they can speak to that lady's father. Or remember, go to that girl you want to marry, her chacha, her uncle, and maybe they can speak some sense into that father and so forth. Remember, so many a girl, I know, that they got married to the rich boy and so forth. And remember, even in my family, I'll give you one example. The person told me that his daughter is going to marry this boy. I told him, bad choice. You understand? Mm. So he said, get it very wealthy. I said, it doesn't matter. And after 1 year, 2 years, or one thing like that, this is Allah shukr, there were no children involved, and the whole thing ended up in divorce and so forth. Mm. So you must remember, when people make these type of choices just based on money, then remember, there will be consequences as well. So don't think that this money will last forever. That Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius, used to say, Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. In the morning the money is there, evening is gone. Evening is there and morning is gone. You know the stories, rags to riches and riches to rags. So father, your thinking is not correct Islamically. Look at the happiness of your daughter. She is happy to marry this person, yeah? He is happy to marry her. So why are you becoming the impediment? So my advice to you, oh father, with due respect, you should reconsider your decision.
Ustad, back to school. Today open, of course, all the schools, all the madrasas, and most probably I think the varsities will be opening next week. A sister wants to know that which university should we send our daughter to, Ustad? Should we make istikhara or not, Ustad?
Remember that sometimes that the women, the mothers or the aunties or whoever, that they say that their daughter is accepted in university. Sometime 2-3 universities, because maybe she passed with distinction. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we need to make clear, and I'm speaking about these issues for the past 5-6 days in different platforms, in the masjid, in advices to people and so forth and so on. So let us go back to the question, istikhara. What is istikhara? Istikhara is talabul khair. We want the great counseling, the best counseling, direct from Almighty Allah. Now you make istikhara when your options are permissible. Must I buy a Toyota? Must I buy a Nissan? Must I buy a BMW? Must I buy a Mercedes? So all these options are permissible. Must I marry Fatima? Must I marry Zainab? Must I marry Jamila? Must I marry, you understand, Saliha? Whoever. So this type of thing. So that is permissible. I want one. So example. I'm speaking example. We got our wives, Alhamdulillah. So you must remember that. Now, when we come to this situation, as a mother, I have to tell you this, that istikhara is not permissible. Because to send your daughter to university in this day and this age is haram. So you know what happens at university. There's so many drugs going on. There's so much zina going on. And you look at what are the statistics. Either majority of them will lose their haya, shame and modesty. Some of them will lose their virginity. Some of them will lose their Islam totally and go. And these are not fairy tales. Allah. We go to the universities. We lecture. I receive emails from students. Remember this. So universities beg us. We must come there because there's so many problems. So my advice, so first of all, take that out of the equation. You can't be making istikhara, must I send my daughter to ABC University or XYZ University, because to send her to university is haram in the first place. So that is, your istikhara must be where your options are permissible. So we need to understand, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. Remember that. We have to explain the deen of Islam in its pristine purity. We are not against our daughter, our sister, our any person studying and so. But for the woman in this day and this age, the best thing is that you go and study via correspondence and you say no, they don't offer all the courses and that. So you are insisting to go. So I ask you, how much compromise you going to make? You will be compromising your shame and modesty. You'll be compromising your virginity. You might be compromising your Islam. And remember, as I told you, that this is not something from the tip of my thumb or thumb or somewhere, you know. So we know what is happening. That on daily basis, people are now telling us, yesterday you heard in Bliss of Marriage. You heard, we don't know who's the person. Mufti Saab, I sent my daughter to university. Now she is back home and pregnant. Didn't it happen yesterday? It happened. So now you hear all these things. Say, nee, Marie Poirita Boharichi. Then my daughter, she's a champion. How you know she's a champion? Today the daughters and sons are so sharp and smart with all these cell phones and whatever, they make the parents and teachers fools. So you must remember that. So forget these type of things. There is never barakah and goodness in haram. That is the law of Islam. So forget your istikhara. You can't make istikhara in haram things. Yes, make istikhara. I'll keep my daughter at home. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. What must she do sitting at home? Teach her how to cook. Half our daughters don't even know how to cook properly. You tell them make samosa, they go make a square samosa. So you must remember that. Tell them to knit, they don't even know how to cook. Or switch on the machine, they don't even know how to hold the needle. So you must remember. So that is what Islam wants. Teach your daughter where she can become an asset to her husband, where she can become an asset to the ummah. And her izzat, her honor, her virginity, everything is protected. And tomorrow you don't have to cry. And when your reputation is in tatters, that is brotherly advice I'm giving to you. If you don't listen, don't come tomorrow, next year, and give me stories. Say, don't tell us, we didn't warn you. So I'm I'm telling you, for these type of istikhara is not permissible in Islam.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Well, it's 5 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. There was a question that came in, and I see everyone says that they want the podcast, Ustad, about 7 to 8 listeners. This one says, Ustad, there's a question here. I am only 15 years old, and I wish to marry an older man. I've tried to push the idea away, but I can't. My family is not Muslim, so they wouldn't understand. How can this ever happen in a non-Muslim country if I were to meet a man? Could we arrange to marry when I'm older, Ustad? Anonymous?
Before we answer the question, our brother Tobela is here. Inshallah, he will organize the podcast. And inshallah, you go to our website. And that is www.markazsahaba.com. Inshallah, you will find it there. Or you go to my website. And that is www.muftiakhosen.net. Or inshallah, if you are on our list, then we will send it out to you. Mohan Arafat will send it out, part 2 today. And mine will be also, we'll send it out inshallah. So inshallah, within the next hour or so, you will receive it. So that's one thing. Second one, sister, the way I understand your question, you reverted and embraced Islam, and your family is not Muslim, and you are 15 years old. So my sister, I would not advise you just to get married now. What you should be doing at this young age, you should be learning more and more about Islam. Remember, everything looks very rosy, and you know, you are mature, but you are nadan. That's a very good term in our vernacular, in our languages, Meman, Gujarati, and Urdu, and all these type of things. That you are still naive and very, very immature when it comes to these type of issues of marriage and so forth. So you must read the dua daily. Ya Allah, let me marry such a person who will be good for me in my deen. Always take deen first. In my deen, in my Islam, and for my dunya. So that is the dua. Don't say, I want to marry this person and this person. No. Say, Ya Allah, when the time is right, let me marry that person who's good for my deen and for my dunya, and then you will see. But in the interim period, you go to wherever you are, to your muallima, your appa, your female ustaza, and you go and learn by them more and more about Islam. Because you must become an ambassador. So you don't have to go to your non-Muslim family and tell them, you know what, I'm 15 years old, I found this man, he's 30, 40 years old, and he's going to marry me. You don't have to do all that. So you have to present the beauty of Islam. And remember, they become the ambassador of Islam. So learn about Islam and read the dua that I mentioned to you.
Who said that? Somebody says, could you please repeat the surah for Shifa?
Remember that those of you who are ill, the best dua is Surah 21. And that is in the 17th Juz, 17th Supara, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, verse number 83. Surah chapter 21, verse 83. Anni massaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. And with that read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Read Surah Fatiha, Ya Salamu, and give out charity. Inshallah, we got the news, and thereafter, Brother Alphus, between 12 and 1 with current affairs, 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, and then 1:05, inshallah, we got tafsir, and that is Surah Alaq, and that is Surah Iqra Bismi, verses 4 and 5 today, and then inshallah, 1:30 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir from the archives, and that is Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 62, and then 2 to 3, our brother Sheikh Zakaria Samir, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 5:30, Brother Yusuf Ali with the afternoon show. 5:30 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub from our Durban studio, inshallah. 7 to 7, the repeat of today's tafsir, inshallah. And then 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 9, wonderful program tonight, inshallah. And that is Medical File with Dr. Yusuf Wahid. And inshallah, his special guest is Dr. is a specialist Katrada, so inshallah you can listen to them, and that make dua for us and the ummah, make dua for Brother Yusuf Didat. Allah grant him complete shifa.
And inshallah, up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.